I was down to my last piece of clothing when Ryan suddenly rushed forward, yanking a cashmere coat off the sofa and wrapping it tightly around me. His voice shook with anger. "Enough, Evelyn, stop it. You're shaming me."
"Shaming you?"
I shoved him back, the coat slipping off one shoulder. "Back when you said you loved me, wasn't that shameful too?" His lips parted, but no words came. Ryan had the mansion doors locked. Wrapped in his coat, I sat frozen in a corner. In a haze, I remembered a winter years ago, when I had the flu. He'd stayed by my bed, making hot cocoa, even warming my feet in his arms. He said, "Evelyn, I know you're afraid of the cold. Every winter, I'll keep your feet warm." But just 3 months ago, after I'm scared and lay in the hospital weak and shivering for blood loss, Ryan dragged me out to a ski resort because Sophia wanted to ski. I stumbled again and again on the slopes, my body breaking down further, leaving me in constant pain every time the weather turned cold. "Evelyn, what are you daydreaming about?" Sophia strolled over with a glass of red wine, accidentally spilling it over me. "Oops, sorry, but it doesn't matter. Ryan bought that coat anyway. If it's dirty, he'll just buy you another one." Her words had barely left her lips when she suddenly shrieked, clutching her neck. "My diamond necklace, the one Ryan gave me. It was he just now. I only stepped into the restroom, and now it's gone." The room fell silent. Sophia's eyes swept toward me, full of provocation. Just now only Evelyn was packing her suitcase. "Did you sneak it in while no one was looking? After all, with your brother needing money for surgery, you must be desperate." "I didn't take it," I shot to my feet. "Who would believe you?" Jason chimed in instantly. "You've been after Ryan's money from the start. Now that you're leaving, of course you'd want one last score. Search her suitcase." Ryan frowned, glancing at my luggage. "Evelyn, open it. If you didn't take it, I'll clear your name." My heart sank. Hidden in the lining of that suitcase was a signed divorce agreement. Back when he first brought me to the Hayes family, he had handed it to me himself, his fingertips warm as he said, "Evelyn, I know you love your freedom. If one day you ever feel wronged, take this and leave. I'll never stop you. But I'll spend my life treating you well, never giving you a reason to use it." But now, he had long forgotten. Terrified they would find it, I clutched the suitcase desperately. "You can't search it. Guilty conscience." Sophia lunged for the case. "Ryan, look at her reactions. He definitely took it." Before I could explain, Ryan snatched the suitcase from me and unzipped it. His friends crowded around, sneering at my clothes and belongings. "Look at these racks, flea market trash." And she brought them into the Hayes family. "And what's this piece of junk, oh?" A soda tap ring. The soda Kent Ebring Ryan had once given me as an engagement token was tossed into the trash by Sophia. I stared at Ryan, searching for a flicker of recognition, but his face remained cold. Just as they were about to reach the lining, Sophia suddenly pulled out a necklace and shrieked, "Here it is, my necklace." "Evelyn, how could you steal from me?" "It wasn't hers. It was my mother's keepsake, a silver necklace with a tiny crescent moon pendant." I lunged forward and snatched it back. "This isn't yours. You're lying." Sophia turned to Ryan with tears in her eyes. "When Ryan gave it to me, the pendant had a diamond. She must have pried it out." Ryan gripped my wrist, forcing me to look up. His voice was like ice. "Evelyn, return the necklace to Sophia. It's my mother's keepsake. I fought against him. Ryan, you were there when my mother handed it to me on her deathbed. You said you'd help me keep it safe. It wouldn't meet my eyes." He yanked the chain hard. With a snap, it broke, the silver moon falling to the ground. Sophia stomped on it instantly. The delicate silver worked, the engraving shattered. "You're insane." I shoved her. She cried out and deliberately stumbled backward, crashing into the champagne tower. Glasses shattered, red wine and ice splashing over me. Shards cut into my arm, blood instantly mixing with the wine as it ran down. Ryan didn't spare me a glance. He rushed to Sophia, holding her trembling body. His voice shook. "Sophia, are you okay? Are you hurt? Get a doctor now." His friends all swarmed to console Sophia. No one asked if I was hurt. No one cared about the ruined keepsake on the floor. I crouched down, picking up the bent silver moon, my fingertips smeared with blood and wine. The music in the mansion still played, but the last shred of hope in my heart shattered completely. I couldn't stay here any longer. All I needed was to buy back my father's painting at the upcoming auction, then I'd take my brother and leave. When I opened my eyes again, the sting of antiseptic filled my nose. Mr. Brown, the butler, sat by my bed holding a thermos. "Ma'am, you fainted yesterday. I brought you here. This is your favorite oatmeal, eat it while it's hot." I took it from him, my fingers icy. Brown was the only one in the Hayes family who still showed me kindness. I pulled out my phone and opened the Visa app. The status read, "Under review. Expected approval in 3 days. I had planned to wait for the visa, then take my brother and leave this suffocating city. Suddenly, the door burst open. Ryan stormed in, his eyes bloodshot as he clutched my throat. His voice was savage, almost feral. "Sophia's missing. Was it you? Kidnap her out of jealousy." I didn't. My throat tightened under his grip, choking me. "Didn't." He slammed me against the wall, shoving his phone in my face. On the screen was Sophia's bracelet, found in the mansion garden. "Who else but you would hurt her? Your brother's still in the hospital. If you don't hand Sophia over, I'll pull the plug on his ventilator right now." "Don't touch Aaron." I struggled, but he was far too strong. He dragged me outside, shoved me into his car, and drove straight to an abandoned warehouse near Chicago. In the center of the warehouse yawned a bottomless snake pit, the cold air hissing with serpentine sounds, making me tremble all over. Ryan tied a rope around my waist and suspended me above the pit. "If you let go, I would fall straight in. Tell me where Sophia is." He slashed a lock of my hair with a knife. "If you don't, I'll feed you to the snakes." I stared at the writhing mess below, my mind going blank. I hadn't kidnapped Sophia, but he wouldn't believe me. Aaron was still in the hospital. I couldn't die. In desperation, I remembered Sophia once saying she liked to take photos at an old factory on the outskirts of Chicago. Through gritted teeth, I blurted out an address. "She sat the abandoned factory outside Chicago." Ryan immediately sent men to check. Half an hour later, they returned with news. They had found Sophia the relying on the ground, her abdomen wrapped in bloody bandages, her face pale as death. Ryan rushed to scoop her into his arms. Sophia opened her eyes, pointed at me, and sobbed. "Ryan, it was her. Evelyn sent them. They kidnapped me and..."